Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. What happens when the devil himself knocks on your door, presents you with disease, presents you with family problems, presents you with financial problems? Everyone knows these things happen. That is life. But what happens if there is a way to stop him cold? What if it is so simple, yet so profound, so easy as saying to a waiter, I didn't order that? My guest says yes. Do you want to find out how?
Yes!
Thank you. We hear the word all the time, strongholds. What exactly is a stronghold?
You know, this is a great question. People ask me this all the time. And a stronghold, it is a lie that the enemy speaks to us in our thoughts or in our emotion. It is not true, but we count it as true, and we believe that lie, and therefore it becomes a stronghold.
Give me some examples of strongholds.
Oh, gosh. There can be strongholds of depression. This is a huge problem in our society and culture.
It is.
Fear and anxiety. We're seeing a lot with perversion, a lot with pornography. There can be unbelief. You know, some people said, what I see that is so amazing as well, is people will read the Bible, believers will read the Bible, but there's this voice, this stronghold, this lie in their thoughts telling them, you know, that happened for that person, but it can never happen for you.
But you know what I have found? People have been believers for a long period of time, and they believe with every fiber of their being, but they've been prayed for personally so many times by the greatest evangelists in the world, and they've never been healed. So they say, I believe, but there's a voice inside of them saying, but not, it's not going to happen to me.
It's not going to happen.
That's a stronghold.
That is a stronghold, and that is one of the key things that is keeping them bound to not receive the full freedom and healing that God has for them.
You say, when you remove the stronghold,
yes,
the healing flows.
Yes.
Is this your experience?
Absolutely, it's been our experience. You know, one of the most powerful testimonies is there is a pastor, and he had incurable cancer in his liver. And he actually, you know, he was an older man, and he got this diagnosis. And we were holding a healing service, and he came right after received that diagnosis. And, you know, he had a choice. There was a choice. I can either believe this report, or I can stand in a place of I did. Didn't order this, therefore I'm not going to receive this. And lots of times people think they have to receive something because it's been spoken to them, or that lie has been repeated in their mind so many times.
And you know what's coming to me, Becca? People do have faith. You do have faith.
Yes.
You have faith in a doctor's report. I want you to have faith in God's report. It's a no contest.
It's a no contest. Can I put it in a real simple example that we can all grab hold of?
Yeah.
You know, I love Tex-Mex, right? And I love soft cheese tacos.
Me too.
I have my favorite restaurant in Dallas, Texas. So I go once a year because I live in Colorado. So I am waiting all year to get those soft cheese tacos. If I show up at that restaurant and I place my order after waiting a year and I get chicken fajitas, I'm not going to to eat those chicken fajitas. Why? Because I didn't order them. I'm going to say very kindly, this is not what I ordered. I want what I ordered on the menu. The same thing is true in our thoughts and our emotions, that if we didn't order it, if we're not wanting that, we don't have to receive it.
Becca is saying, for you to say, just like you were in that restaurant waiting for your favorite tacos and they give you some spinach instead, I didn't order that. With that audacity?
With that audacity. Sid, I will lay hands on my head and I will say, I take my thoughts captive to the obedience of Jesus Christ. I did not order that. And I start singing out or worshiping out on the goodness of who God is and teaching my mind to refocus.
Okay, so what about this pastor with incurable cancer? He didn't order it. What happened to him?
He didn't order it. So he stood and he said, I didn't order this. This is not the report of the Lord for me. So I'm going to stand in faith. And we prayed. He prayed. And 6 months later, he returned to the doctor and the cancer was totally gone. He's cancer free. And so he stood in faith on the truth of who God said he was instead of believing that lie. And he moved forward with the report of the Lord. You know, I love it when medicine catches up with what God says in the Bible, you know, when we as humans. And so, you know, Proverbs 23:7 says, as a man thinks in his heart, so he is, so he becomes. And so the reality is, if we learn to think on, we start thinking on the truth of who God says that we are, instead of believing the report around us, you know, medicine will even say this. We have to dismantle our wrong thinking and rewire our brain. And what happens is it trains not only our thoughts and our emotions, but our physical body to react to how we're thinking. And so not only can God set us free and dismantle strongholds, but we can totally rewire our thinking.
You're a nice Christian girl. You get saved
at
12, but then the college experience.
You
go ballistic.
I go ballistic. I was a prodigal. I was walking in rebellion. Loved my family, still related to them, but said I was doing everything that I shouldn't do. Drugs, alcohol, I mean, just everything for 3 years. But praise God for a righteous inheritance.
Okay. Depression was your middle name.
Yes.
I mean, you were, because I guess it had, you knew the truth.
Yes.
And yet you had these strongholds that develop.
It's true.
And Becca says, if she can be freed, you can be freed too. Depression does not have to be your middle name. Fear does not have to be your middle name. We're going to talk about that when we come back in just a moment.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
If you love watching our It's Supernatural TV program, you can now watch hundreds of archive programs online, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on your computer, your smartphone, your iPad, or your favorite tablet.
ISN will be the vehicle to equip you to being normal, normal as defined by the Bible.
Just log on to SidRoth.org/ISN.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
What is it in us as people that we need the approval of people that they're looking for the approval? It's like the blind leading the blind. How are we so crazy, so mishuga?
You know, the reality is God created in each of us. We have that desire to need Him, and we have that desire to love Him and to connect with His Father's heart.
So if we don't accept the truth, we'll believe a lie.
We'll believe a lie. We'll exchange the truth about God for a lie.
But you eventually came to your senses. You came back to God.
Yes.
And guess what? Things got worse.
They got worse.
What happened?
You know, we came to the Lord, became Spirit-filled. You know, I was experiencing the presence of the Lord. I could go into church, Sid, and the corporate worship was awesome for me because it helped me. But there was a tormenting voice in my mind, a tormenting voice that said this, a lie of the enemy. Remember all those sins you committed? God's not ever fully going to forgive you. You are totally disqualified. from being used in the kingdom of God. And it would get louder and louder. And that tormenting voice became so loud that I started to walk in depression. And can I share with you how I got freedom? There was one day that I put our oldest daughter, who is 24, she was 2 at the time, and she was already seeing in the prophetic. She was seeing angels and seeing demons. We knew that. I put her down for a nap, and the Lord told me to read about the woman with the issue of blood. And I did. And He said, don't just read it, study it. And this particular day, that voice, that tormenting voice, was roaring like a lion in my mind. And I began to study it, and I realized 12 years this woman needed healing. She spent all of her money. She couldn't have any physical contact for 12 years because people would be unclean. And then she had to shout, unclean, unclean, unclean. And I could see this when I was studying it, and she pressed through, and we know what happened. She grabbed the hem of His garment. She was healed. Now, when she did that, she took her own life in her hands, because now she's touching people having to get Jesus because there is a crowd around Him. So I see this, and the Lord just allowed me to spiritually, and I fell on my living room floor, and I shouted, Jesus, I'm grabbing hold of the hem of Your garment, and I'm not letting go. If You healed her, You can heal me. And my shouting woke up our 2-year-old daughter, and I put her in her booster seat. I'll never forget this moment. The enemy was roaring in my mind. I didn't leave. I told you, if you called out to Him, He wouldn't help you. And all of a sudden, my little 2-year-old, who sees in the spirit, starts laughing uncontrollably. Ah, Mama, it's so funny, Mama. And I'm like, what is so funny? And I said, finally, I said, baby, what is it? She said, Mama, don't you see? And she got up out of her booster seat, and she started walking back and forth in front of me like a warrior. Oh, and laughing. I said, baby, what is it? And she pointed her little finger out the back window of her home. She said, Mama, it's Jesus, an angel, doing this for you. And started walking back.
Walking in victory.
Like a warrior. And I said, Lord, if You're here fighting for me, I'm going to fight with You. And so I got to the church that night, and I stayed in prayer, felt the presence of the Lord, went up to my home group pastor, grabbed her arm. I said, tonight is my night for freedom. And she looked at me. She'd been praying for me, and she wanted me to see it. And she said, you're right. Said the prayer she prayed was so simple. She laid hands on my eyes, and she said, Lord, show her what You want her to see. And I had this vision, and there was this ancient book, and I knew it was in the hands of Jesus, and it had writing and this light shining across it, and I couldn't see it. So the Lord brought it to my face, and I saw my name, Rebecca Long, my maiden name, Greenwood, written in gold in the Lamb's Book of Life. And I fell on the floor, and I began to weep. And another pastor came from across the room, and he laid hands on me, said the same words, real simple. Lord, show her what You want her to see. And at this time, the Lord took me in another vision, and it was Jesus. And He was coming toward me on the cloud and the wind of the Holy Spirit. And He got right here. I could just see Him face to face. And He said, Becca, take up your cross, follow Me. It is over. It is finished. And when that word finished came out of His mouth, every bit of the torment, the guilt, the shame, the condemnation, depression, it flew off of me. It couldn't stay. And I got up off that floor, and I have been filled with joy and haven't had one moment of depression. That was over 21 years ago.
It's hard to believe that you had depression.
I
don't see any.
It's not a part of me anymore.
And God doesn't want it a part of you.
That's right.
And when we come back, Rebecca is going to pray one of the greatest secrets that God has shown her. It's what this generation, what you need, and that is to experience the love and acceptance of Father God. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Call right now and get Rebecca Greenwood's Personal Freedom Package, which includes her brand new book and three-part companion audio CD teaching, Defeating Strongholds of the Mind. Plus, you will get her anointed audio CD, Personal Prayers for Defeating Strongholds. It is only available for our It's Supernatural audience. This entire Personal Freedom Package can be yours for a donation of $45. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9351. Her practical and spiritual book and three-part audio CD series will motivate you and give you everything you need to find and break the hidden strongholds embedded in your life. Receive supernatural power to shut the door to ungodly influences, negative thoughts, and attitudes. Get your breakthrough for emotional, spiritual, and physical healing. Equip you to minister to others suffering from deception, fears, rejection, and so much more. This book includes a complete list of demonic strongholds and manifestations of demonic spirits. Rebecca Greenwood's Personal Freedom Package is like having a freedom workshop whenever and wherever you need it, for yourself or to use in your healing ministry to others. You will also receive her anointed bonus audio CD, Personal Prayers for Defeating Strongholds of the Mind. This alone is worth it.
I mean, you're going to walk in victory. You're going to identify the strongholds. You're going to defeat strongholds in your life for good. I mean, permanently.
Don't miss out on getting Rebecca Greenwood's Personal Freedom Package, which includes her brand new book and three-part companion audio CD teaching, Defeating Strongholds of the Mind. Plus, you will get her anointed audio CD, Personal Prayers for Defeating Strongholds. It's only available for our It's Supernatural audience. This entire Personal Freedom Package can be yours for a donation of $45. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9351. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9351 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Now, you may not be dealing with depression, and maybe you are, but there are other traps that lead to strongholds. Tell me what these traps are.
There can be trauma. There can be abandonment. There can be people who are steeped in occult practices, or maybe they've had past family members that have been involved in sin or occult practices, and a sin, and then that stronghold can come down the family line.
That almost sounds unfair.
Right.
It had nothing to do with the person, but some relative who they might not even know was involved in these things, and they passed on. Tell me about Frank.
Frank, oh, this is a powerful testimony. Frank was a leader in the body of Christ, and he had gone into the doctor, and he had 80% blockage in one of his arteries to his kidneys. It was between 40 and 60% on another artery going to his kidney. So he knew that his family had been involved in the occult. They had been involved in witchcraft in past generations. Not him. He had been raised a believer and Christian. But the enemy has never, nor will he ever play fair. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But God comes to give life abundantly. And God was using Frank powerfully. So the enemy wanted to take any way that he could of an open door in that family generational bloodline to cause that infirmity because of the occult activity to come on Frank. So he called.
Hello?
This is Frank. Rebecca, I really need your prayers.
Prayed for him over the phone and ministered deliverance and freedom, broke all of those strongholds in the family bloodline.
I renounce the practices of my parents and any hold they may have on me.
I renounce the occult practices of my parents and any hold they may have on me.
And he went back to the doctor the next day to have the ultrasound before they took him into surgery. All the blockage in his arteries were totally gone. He was completely healed and they canceled the surgery.
You told me when I talked to you on the phone, of all the things God has taught you, the most significant is understanding the acceptance and love of God. I want you to teach on that right now.
Well, Sid, you know, it's like what we said earlier. Satan wants us to exchange the truth about God with a lie. And he wants us to believe that God does not love us. He wants us to not understand the Father's love. He wants us to rob us of that inheritance. And the reality is the Father's love, when we begin encountering Him. See, He gives us blessings. He did it with all, you know, He did it throughout all the Old Testament. Jesus blessed the disciples before He ascended. God wants us to have a Father's blessing. So I want to share from my personal testimony about the Father's love. I was a daddy's girl. I loved my daddy. And I realize many people don't have that with their biological father and mother. Just listen to this testimony, because while I'm speaking this, this is what happens in the nations. God's going to touch you with the Father's love, and you're going to have an encounter as I'm sharing this. And so I love my dad, and we were very close, and he went to be with Jesus January 21st, 2008. And that Father's blessing is so important. And it was one night, it was the last week of his life, and I walked over to the mirror, it was in the hospital, to get myself ready for the day, and I thought my dad had drifted off to sleep. And I heard him call my name from the bed. He said, Becca. And I said, oh, Daddy, I'm sorry I woke you. He said, you didn't wake me. I want to tell you something. You're so beautiful.
You're so beautiful.
I love you.
I love you.
I am so proud of you. Don't you ever stop studying the Word. Don't you ever stop teaching it. It was the Father's blessing.
But Becca, so few people watching us right now have had that wonderful words from their parents.
Our Heavenly Father can release those words and fill every void. See, my dad used to always tap me on the nose 3 times when I was a little girl, and he'd smile that proud daddy smile. And the last day of his life, the last physical touch I had from my daddy was those 3 love taps on my nose and that smile. And then he drifted off into eternity. And I told the Lord that night, I'm so going to miss those love taps. 3 weeks later, I'm in a meeting, and they're praying for me because of my father just passed away, and I closed my eyes. And all of a sudden, a friend walks in front of me. I didn't know she was there. And I felt those 3 love taps on my nose in the exact rhythm that my daddy used to do. And I opened my eyes, and I said, my dad used to do that. She goes, well, I don't know why, but he told me to tap you 3 times. And when you open your eyes to look at me, I'm supposed to look at you like I love you a whole lot. And I just said, this is what my dad used to do. And I'd never told her that. And she said, do you know your dad was prophesying over you? I said, no. She said, Becca, you're called to the nations. And she said, do you know when the children of Israel would ride into battle to possess the land, the promised land, they would choose war horses and they would pull them out by the bridle and they would designate the one they were going to ride to extend the kingdom of God into the nations by tapping it 3 times on your nose.
Pray right now.
So right now, for each person that is watching, Lord, release those love taps, the Father's love that they need. Right now, every place where they have had abandonment, where they have had rejection, where they have had an orphan belief that God is far off and He can't touch them and meet them right where they are, I break every lie right now, stronghold of the enemy, that he has spoken over you, that you cannot have the Father's love. And I release that even what we're feeling in the studio now, this glory of the Lord and the love of the Father, I speak and release that Father's love to you. And where you need those taps, where you need your heart touched, the Father's love is invading you now from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Now, I see right now that there are people that have had a problem with suicide and had thoughts of suicide and cutting. And I break that stronghold of death. And it came from the hurt from the past in your life and the fatherlessness. Every lie of fatherlessness is canceled now. And I speak and release the Father's love in Jesus' name.
Can everyone have, and is it very important to have, divine encounters?
Personal encounters with the Lord are awesome. And yes, everyone can have a personal encounter with the Lord. If you make time, if we make time to pull aside, we make time to worship Him. Jesus, I want to know You. Jesus, show me. Holy Spirit, I want to know You. Become my friend. I welcome You. Teach me the ways of God. And we begin to cry out for those encounters with Jesus. We will meet Him. And it is those personal encounters, Sid, that once we have them, we can never be shaken from them, because they become our truth and our reality, and we know that we know that we know who we are and how much we are loved.
And these personal encounters will give you the faith to just break those strongholds.
That's right.
Are you aware that there is a real unseen enemy? Satan, who wants to invade your mind, hold you back, bring confusion, despair, hopelessness, sickness, destroy your relationships, and block you from fulfilling your God-given destiny. The world, the flesh, and the devil desire to rob you of all the blessings and favor that God wants you to receive. It's time to really be set free. Rebecca Greenwood has helped thousands to get free and overcome demonic harassment and attacks. Now she wants to help you. Call right now and get Rebecca Greenwood's Personal Freedom Package, which includes her brand new book and three-part companion audio CD teaching, Defeating Strongholds of the Mind. Plus, you will get her anointed audio CD, Personal Prayers for Defeating Strongholds. It is only available for our It's Supernatural audience. This entire Personal Freedom Package can be yours for a donation of $45. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9351.
I want to talk to you about strongholds of the mind, how to identify them, and how to defeat them, how to get free, and most importantly, how to stay free.
Her practical and scriptural book and three-part audio CD series will motivate you and give you everything you need to find and break the hidden strongholds embedded in your life. Receive supernatural power to shut the door to the ungodly influences that surround you every day. Obtain victory over your negative thoughts and attitudes. Get your breakthrough for emotional, spiritual, and physical healing. Equip you to minister to others suffering from deception, fears, rejection, and so much more. This book includes a complete list of demonic strongholds and manifestations of demonic spirits. Rebecca Greenwood's Personal Freedom Package is like having a freedom workshop whenever and wherever you need it, for yourself or to use in your healing ministry to others.
Becca is going to teach you how to avoid the subtle traps of the enemy and walk in victory. I mean, you're going to walk in victory. You're going to identify the strongholds. You're going to defeat strongholds in your life for good. I mean, permanently.
You will also receive her anointed bonus audio CD, Personal Prayers for Defeating Strongholds of the Mind. This alone is worth it.
This is what God wants for you. He wants you free. You know, the reality is many of you are like, man, I'd love a deliverance minister to pray for me. But, you know, you might not know anyone in your area. Well, I pray prayers of deliverance on this last CD of this set to pray over you so you yourself can come into freedom. So I am expectant. I know that God is going to set you free as you listen to these CDs.
Don't miss out on getting Rebecca Greenwood's Personal Freedom Package, which includes her brand new book and three-part companion audio CD teaching, Defeating Strongholds of the Mind. Plus, you will get her anointed audio CD, Personal Prayers for Defeating Strongholds. It's only available for our It's Supernatural audience. This entire Personal Freedom Package can be yours for a donation of $45. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9351. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9351 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural, I'm going to tell you something. I have been so looking forward to this show because my guest, many consider the foremost, best trumpet player in the world, Phil Driscoll. And I'm telling you, the glory will not be able to be contained about what you're about ready to experience.
Your gifts to this ministry will help Sid air It's Supernatural in Israel 28 times a week and distribute his evangelistic book to the Jewish people worldwide.